It's now time to welcome Nicholas Walenda. He is here to talk about what he's going to be doing over the Chicago skyline Sunday, November 2nd, live on the Discovery Channel. And, of course, the Walenda name, you might know them, the Flying Walendas or Die Fliegenden Walenda. Nick, what are you doing, man? How many buildings are you going to go over?
I'm actually going to be crossing over the river and between three different skyscrapers. The first set of skyscrapers are different heights, so I'll be walking in an incline of about 15 degrees, starting at the Marina City West building, which is about 550 feet tall. And I'll be walking uphill 15 degrees to a building that is 670 feet tall called the Leo Burnett Building. After I hit there, I'm actually going to get in the elevator, travel down, head over to another building, head up to the very top, and put on a blindfold, and over 550 foot tall, I'll walk between two buildings completely blindfolded.
Now, Nick, I know it's in your blood, and it has been for many generations going back to Germany. When is there going to be the Walenda who says, you know what, I want to be an accountant?
Well, you know what, there are a few of us that actually have already said that.
Okay.
15 or 16 of us that are performing to this day, but there are a few that try it out. Everybody tries it because it's what we do as kids in our backyard. All me and all my cousins played on the wire. It was our playground. But I have several cousins that have moved on and said, you know what, I'm done with this. I don't want to carry it on. I want to do something different. And, you know, just like with my kids, they all play on the wire. They're all great on the wire, but they have my blessing. Hey, do what you want as a career. I'm a parent just like anyone else, and I love my kids, and I want them to be happy with the decision they make for their occupation in life.
Speaking with Nick Walenda, of course, the longest bike ride on a high wire. Did that live on the Today Show. You went over Niagara Falls a couple of years ago, United States, into Canada. I've always found these things, and I think the whole world does, is this going to go out to more than 200 countries, immensely nerve-wracking. We don't want to see somebody die on live TV. But for you, there's absolutely nothing here at risk? Or, I mean, are you so confident when you're holding the...
There's risk in me getting on an airplane today and flying back to my home in Florida.
Okay.
There's risk in everything that we do. There's risk every time we cross the street.
But wouldn't you say crossing between buildings is a little bit riskier than crossing the street?
You know, for you in your mind it is, but in my mind, being that I've done this since before I was born, my mom was 6 months pregnant with me and walking the wire. It's something that I've done my entire life. My great grandfather said, "Life is on the wire. Everything else is just waiting." So for me, being on a wire, I've walked literally hundreds, if not thousands of miles on cables all over the world.
Wow.
It's very comfortable for me, and it's something that I've trained for. You know, when I get on that wire in Chicago, all I've trained for a wire that is as steep, if not deeper, of an incline. I'll train endurance. I'll walk 10 times the distance in training. I'll walk during torrential downpours. I'll walk, you know, with winds of up to 90 miles an hour. I've got a safety coordinator, my father, who's my head safety coordinator, who makes the call. If the winds are over 55 miles per hour that night, he'll postpone that walk, even though we know I can successfully make that walk in 90-mile-an-hour winds. So we actually take overly precautionary measures. It seems what I do is very dangerous, and I understand that to the average person who doesn't do what I do. But because I've done it so much, so long, so many times, and my family's done it so long, I'm very comfortable with what I do. Is there a risk in it? Absolutely, there's a risk in what I do. But I see it as a calculated risk. I can calculate and prepare for winds, and I'll cut it off if they're stronger than what I'm prepared to walk in. I can prepare for cold conditions. I can prepare for inclines, for endurance, all of that stuff. And to me, that makes it a very calculated risk. When I get in my car, I'm not in control of the other driver coming at me head on. That's a non-calculated risk. There's nothing I can do about that. So it's all about training and preparation. And as long as I'm trained properly and prepared properly, I know that I can make it safely and successfully across that wire.
Nick, I think when my mom was 6 months pregnant, she went peewee golfing one time. I think that was about it. So it is a great answer, by the way. It's in his blood. I know you got a dash. Thanks for coming by. We want to make sure everybody checks out the king of the high wires, one of the Flying Walendas, Nick Walenda. Nick Walenda will be there in Chicago November 2nd on the Discovery Channel. We'll all check it out worldwide. And look, you've convinced me you've got this covered. But as always, best of luck. And we'll be watching on the Discovery Channel.
Awesome. Thanks for having me on.
All right, I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.